It is 10 a.m. on April 12th, 2022. We are meeting here in room 303 here for a regular scheduled commission meeting. Commissioner Kamalu, we'd like to excuse. She is at a housing convention, I believe in Seattle. Is that correct? And so we'd like to excuse her. So I've asked Chief Deputy Andy Oblad to lead us in the pledge.
Please repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And then last week I was out of town because I took my family on a spring vacation because they're out on spring break, and we took advantage of that and enjoyed some warmer weather and enjoyed the extremely high gas prices. So there's that fun stuff. We'll move on to public comment. Anybody from the public would like to come forward, ask you to state your name and give you 3 minutes to do so. Seeing none, we'll move on to our business and action items. Our clerk auditor's office, Curtis Koch.
Yes, commissioners, you have before you the annual fraud risk assessment questionnaire from the state auditor's office. This is included with our annual external audit by Carver, Florick, and James. And so it's there for your review, and if you're comfortable with it, signing off on it. And then I will sign off as the chief financial officer, and we will report that to Carver, Florick, and James.
Very good. Okay. Moving on to our Community and Economic Development Director, Kent Anderson.
Thank you, Commission. Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development. We have four items for your approval and review today. Item number two is approval of a summary list of 12 low-dollar RV rental agreements with the Legacy Event Center. Returns receivable in the amount of $1,528.82, beginning 3/14/2022 to 3/27/2022. Item number three is an approval of a summary list of 5 low-dollar upcoming RV rental agreements with the Legacy Event Center. Terms receivable in the amount of $694.92, beginning 5/4/2022 to 5/8/2022. Item number four, approval of a summary list of 13 low-dollar contracts with the Legacy Event Center. Terms receivable in the amount of $12,193.16, beginning 3/12/2022 to 8/28/2022. Final item number five, approval of a sponsorship agreement with Centerpoint Legacy Theater. Terms payable in the amount of $20,000 beginning 1/1/2022 to 1/30/2023.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve item one, the fraud risk assessment questionnaire from the Office of the State Auditor, and then also items two through five, which was presented to us by Kent Anderson.
Thank you. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Moving on to facilities, Director Lane Rose.
Good morning, Commission. Lane Rose, Facilities Director. For your consideration, item number six is an approval of a contract between Hells Engineering LLC. This is for a traffic impact study for our Legacy Event Center redevelopment project down there. This is payable in the amount of $8,400, beginning terms 4/12/22, ending 7/31/2022.
I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with Hells Engineering, presented to us by the Director of Facilities, Lane Rose.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to our Health Director, Brian Hatch.
Good morning, Commission. Brian Hatch, Davis County Health Department. First item here is an amendment with Discover Family Coalition. This is just increasing the funding for the prevention program for addressing youth cigarettes, marijuana, and other drugs in Davis County. The payable amount not to exceed $76,500 beginning 4/12 of 2022, running through 12/31 of 2022.
Very good.
The next one is a MOU with Wasatch Peak Academy in the amount payable in the amount of $4,022.97 beginning 4/12/2022 running through 12/31 of 2022. This is for air filtration equipment in the classrooms in that school. And number nine is a contract with Assured Independence LLC to provide services for clients from approved providers in our senior alternatives program, payable in various amounts depending on what service they render. And this is beginning on the last day of signature, 6:30 of 2023. Let's see that.
I just got one quick question for you. Going back to the filters, and I think they put those in most of the schools now. Have they put those in most of the schools?
Yeah, well, our first contract was with the school district, and they purchased them two for every classroom.
So have you seen a difference? I mean, has this helped as far as keeping kids healthy? I mean, is this something that, do you have any?
I don't have any direct data that we've been monitoring, but definitely these are 99.9 particulate filters, so they're going to pull out a lot of particles. We may see more of it when we see asthma triggered from particulates, things like that in the classroom, but haven't done any study, but we will monitor that with the school district. I'm sure they're seeing anecdotally they work. We have the hard proof, not yet.
So, okay. I'll make a motion that we approve items 7, 8, and 9 presented to us by Brian Hatch, our Director of the Health.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to our Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Andy Oblad. It's good to see you up here, Chief.
Good to be here. Good morning, Commission. I'm Andy Oblad, Chief Deputy with the Sheriff's Office. I've got a bunch of items that are all going to be from our corrections area. The first three are training reimbursement agreements. Item one is an agreement for Vanessa Lovena Buhner in the amount of $13,560, a training agreement that'll start upon graduation from the BCO Academy. The second is very similar for Michael Wayne Boone, the same amount, $13,560. The training agreement will start once he graduates from the BCO Academy, Basic Corrections Academy. And number three is for Eddie J. List, a training agreement for the amount of $13,030 will start when he graduates from the BCO Academy. Any questions on those?
Nope.
And then I believe the Health Department contract is next on that.
That's correct. Yep. Four.
So this is my understanding it's a grant, and Chief Butcher just told me by page, if I go back to the back, it's broken down. The total amount is $317,080.72.
Right.
But then there's a breakdown of about six different items if you're interested.
We're good.
We're good, yeah.
Okay.
And the beginning date of that is 4/1/2022 to 7/31/2024.
I'm glad you can see that on there because I don't see where that is, but I'll agree with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then the last two are, it's a release of liability waiver for SCRAM Systems, a new program that we've entered into with Highway Patrol. I don't know how much information I can give you on that.
Looks like it's a receivable in varied amounts used on test and monitoring fees beginning 4/12/2022, and then the same on the second one of that, participant two, same based on fees. And can you, so remote alcohol monitoring SCRAM, can you tell us a bit more about that program a little bit? Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, just they get, the participants get into a program where they agree to be monitored 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be sober.
Okay.
Wear a bracelet and different things. It's a good program and allows them to check in, but to be able to go to work and do those sorts of things while maintaining their sobriety. So it's a good program that way.
Very good.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 10 through 15 as presented to us by Chief Oblad.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Andy. I'll make a motion that we come out of a regular meeting, go into our Board of Equalization.
Second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Curtis.
Thank you, Commissioners. You have for your consideration, under tax exempt requests under the auditor adjustments, you have eight recommended approved exemptions for the year 2021 and one recommended denial for the year 2022 on the approvals and also on the denial for 2022. Under the corrections, have 6 veteran exemption tax abatements, and then you also have a correction for value on a particular parcel that was determined to be a road, and so we needed to correct that value over a 4-year period. And then under treasurer adjustments, you have a small balance write-off of $5.71, and that is the property tax register for April 12th, 2022.
If there's no questions, I'll make a motion that we approve the property tax register.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll make a motion that we go back into our regular commission meeting.
Second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opportunity for comments, Neil Curtis?
No.
Commissioner Stevenson?
No. No comment.
And I don't have any comments either. So this meeting is adjourned. Well, how do we do on record?
I think that's a record. That's 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
I think that was a record. Almost.
Right.